The boss of World Rugby is in the country ahead of the Women's World Cup kicking off this weekend. Alan Gilpin told our reporter Samantha Olley issues around brain injuries are taken seriously.
And we say it a lot, player welfare, player safety is our biggest priority in the sport. You know, we're relentless in our work. And you know, we always welcome, of course, more research. There's a lot of work to do to understand what that research really means. And we'll work, you know, as we do with the science and the medicine, to continue to evolve the game and make it safer.
And he says preventing injuries will be a top priority at the Women's World Cup.
Absolutely. I mean, this World Cup will be the first time that we're featuring the kind of extended rest periods that we've now introduced to men's and women's World Cups, which is why you're seeing this concentration of matches at weekends, you know, not the midweek matches we've just seen in previous World Cups. That's great for players and for spectators. And also, this is the first time we've had an opportunity in a World Cup to use instrumented or microchip mouthguards, which all 12 teams will use. So we get a real insight into understanding, you know, some of those head impact issues and activities that occur in the game. And that's really important for us in the women's game, to make sure we're learning how the women's game differs from the men's game in that regard. So it's going to be a really important period for that.
And that was World Rugby CEO Alan Gilpin speaking to our reporter Samantha Olley.